Hey, Betty, this is Denny. How are you?
Good morning, Denny. I'm great. How about you?
Well, it's raining like crazy here.
Oh, I did see on the weather this morning that there were some storms out in that area.
Yeah, well, I guess we needed it.
Has arrived.
I didn't catch who the last one was that arrived.
Hi, this is Elaine.
Hey, Elaine, where are you from?
Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How are you, Denny?
I'm good. My wife wanted me to talk for a little bit. She can't seem to get motivated and get going at mornings for some lady. She stays up too late. Right.
Has arrived.
Have you guys ever heard of the new Greek style yogurt?
Yes,
I have heard of it.
Okay, there's a big article. The Food and Drug Administration got a recall on it.
Oh, on that, I think it's Chobani or something like that. It's a brand name.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Heard about it, huh?
Yes.
It says the Kibane didn't issue it for a recall through the FDA, but last week notification retailers on its own about yogurt products at its plant in Twin Falls, Idaho. I didn't know they're in Twin Falls. We are reviewing the situation. Tammy Award, a FDA spokesman. We're monitoring all recalls. Kibane asked stores on a Friday to pull 15 flavors, but did not alert the public. Geez, really nice, huh?
Yeah, well.
I said a lot of people have been getting sick.
Yeah, I think I heard from our information that it's a situation with mold in it.
Yeah, mold can grow on a dairy product. It's a normal on a blue cheese, for example, but it is also indicated spoilage and can be harmful to dependents. I guess I got to go to the next sheet. It's in the business section. Our May paper is showing the new smartwatch phone. You guys seen that yet? In other words, you got a wristwatch with your phone on it now. Like, remember years ago, Dick Tracy used to have one?
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Do you guys ever remember that? Seeing that in the funny paper?
I absolutely do, yes.
Yeah. Where's the other article? Oh, it's on the back page here. Oh, okay, okay. Let's see. The FDA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture advise people to throw away moldy food. Well, yeah, right.
Thank you very much.
All right. I pick up a lot of spelt bread from the Dave's Killer bread, and the warm weather, it doesn't last hardly at all compared to the other bread for some reason.
Huh.
It'll mold probably in about 3 or 4 days. It says they praised Kibane for volunteering withdrawing their yogurt. Yeah, right. That's a good thing on the part of the company. They said we encourage them to do voluntary recall. Moles can cause allergies and respiratory, yeah, according to the USDA. That's nice. A few mold products create toxin and all kinds of illness. Kibane did not report any report to questions Wednesday about the type of mold, how it got into the yogurt, and what the company done about it. Spokesman Amy, somebody, said earlier that Kibane has fixed the problem. Yeah, right. But she declined to give how it was fixed. Kibane asked the customers to send it an email on care of it. I'll get this. A 36-year-old mother of Orchard, Washington, which is just across the river from us, said her 14-month-old daughter is back to normal after becoming sick from the yogurt, but three-year-old daughter still complains of stomach aches. Well, that's nice.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing what they always wait till somebody dies or gets sick or something before they do anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has left the conference.
Well, somebody didn't like me, I guess, and they left, huh?
I don't know either that or they're a big fan of...
Such a scary voice, Danny.
What's that?
Such a scary voice, Danny.
My scream voice?
Yeah, scary.
Oh, scary voice.
Just kidding.
You on your way to work, Steve?
Yes, sir. Almost there.
Almost there, huh? How far of a commute is it for you?
About 18 miles. Not much.
Oh, okay. All right.
Danny, this is Mary Lou. I hate to interrupt you, but I've got to leave the house. And just tell Shar thank you for the emails or you yesterday, and I'm looking into it. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Tell me.
Mary Lou
has left the conference.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
He gave you the lowdown on the yogurt. I couldn't find the article. He hid it from me. No, it was laying in plain sight. I just wasn't looking for it in the business section. So anyway, I missed it. I said, so you can talk about it. And he brought home a whole...
has arrived.
Whole pallet load of fresh grown wheat. It's not, or it's grass. It's not even as high as it normally is when I cut it. And mine's a little higher. And mine is very fine blades of grass. And theirs is very coarse grades. And when mine gets longer, it's even finer, like they're just stretched out almost. Such a difference in the taste and color. It is unbelievable. I've been using grass that was older grass, and some of it had started to turn, you know, brown, dry out, and so it doesn't have the juice in it, and it definitely does not have the strength. So obviously, it's just a really good mental picture of when you don't have your vegetables as fresh, or they've, you know, been in transit longer, or whatever the reason is that they're a little older, when you can taste the difference so dramatically, and I know when we talk about homegrown, the difference that we taste in it, or organically grown, but you know, see the difference in wheatgrass was just really dramatic, and ours, when I grow my own, when it's all homegrown, there's a big difference in the taste of it also. So, you know, not all is the same. Same as not all magnets are the same. It's interesting how it can differ. So what, was there anything else that I didn't hear, that somebody else said about the, you saw the, they had it published in your area about the yogurt also?
Yes, it was in our area.
So I wonder if it got that far back there.
Yeah.
If they that far.
Right, yes.
When Twin Falls, you know, I mean, that's the next bordering state. You cannot do that. You know, to Oregon. You go from Oregon into Idaho, and so I didn't think anything about it showing up in our paper, but I wasn't. Yeah, a little bit more surprised on something that is has to be refrigerated like that. Of course, I know they got the refrigerated cars, but still, was not expecting
that. That's a long way to go, and it makes you think.
Linda Morse.
has arrived.
Since it's manufactured in Iowa, that gives that that mold a lot more time to grow on its trip across to Pennsylvania and such, doesn't it, to the East Coast?
Yeah. Oh, you said in Iowa. Iowa is where they're saying it was grown. Twin Falls is in Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. Okay.
Yeah, out here. Yeah, I mean that's one of the western
states. That's just like a block from us.
Yeah, not on the ocean, but it's right next door to Steve too.
Yeah.
So I just was surprised when, you know, it was in your paper and getting that much publicity from on it. Anyway, I guess he said enough about it anyhow, unless somebody else had any other comment or triggered something else that they were thinking about. I tried
talking about the wheatgrass, I had been looking on the internet to find a juicer. Is yours the Lexen?
Lennox, yeah. Isn't that what I think that's, yeah, that's what mine is.
Okay. All right, I was just seeing on Amazon that they have it reduced to $45.
They haven't reduced it?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah,
it was $49.99.
Yeah, $49 is a regular price. Well, the regular price that I've paid for the ones I've gotten. But
yeah.
I ordered it direct from the company. I didn't even try Amazon because I didn't even think about it. They just sent me to where, gave me the name of it, and when I saw the name of the company, I just ordered it direct from them. They had me go through the last time through one of their distributors, I guess it was, or somebody that was handling anyway, because it was a part that the auger that I needed, and they were out of them. So, and I probably told you that. Anyway, maybe I didn't. Anyway, I went through them because they had a stock of it, and I had it in like 2 days. I mean, they're really, really good on service. Of course, they know when people are juicing. There's usually a reason for it. Actually, usually it's a more strong reason than mine. But then other people are just coming on board. I can't believe how many kitchens I've seen it displayed in by the tray, not by the little juice glass, but by the tray on TV. Not cooking shows necessarily, looking at refurbishing kitchens and layouts of kitchens and tour through a house and, you know, all different kinds of things. I mean, it's been amazing how many I've seen it displayed in. Actually,
wow.
Places built right into the area for where they're doing it. So I thought, wow, this is a lot more than I would have expected to see.
Yeah. Well, I just, I determined that I need to get on board with this, and I've looked at and left it ride long enough, and I think that, it's something I need to do because, like I said before, my husband has some short-term memory problems, and so, this is one of the things I could probably get him going on that, would be a big help.
Well, it'd be worth a try. I mean, especially for $49, that's not probably any more than a lot of people pay for a prescription. And, but, you know, just be careful with it because I overpacked mine and I heard a snap this morning and I'm going, oh my gosh. When the grass is finer and it's taller, grows taller, it packs tighter in the auger. And I noticed it put stress on it when it's going. In fact, I had my finger on it. I could feel the side of the plastic move on the tube that's around the auger. And I go, my gosh, because I'd never experienced that. So, you know, just a thought. Mine, I still got months and months and months out of it. And for day and the number that I run on it, well, right now I'm running 4 a day, so no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 juices a day.
Wow.
So, you know, it's still home production because in a lot of cases, people will drink one in the morning and then one later in the day. And when they're in treatment, I know that they do that. It's more than once a day, minimum of once a day. So I've never gotten to where we were doing twice a day. Once a day is as much as I've done. But I have to tell you, Betty, I tried your recipe, the carrot, roasted carrot hummus. Oh, my gosh, it's good.
Oh, is it?
The roasted carrot hummus that you gave me yesterday on the phone?
Right, yes.
I made that. It is very good.
That's great.
I let my pieces get a little too brown, mainly because I had started it to warm up the oil, and then it warmed up the pieces, and then I tossed it because I used coconut oil on it instead of olive oil. And put it in the oven and then pulled it out and tossed them instead of, if it was olive oil, it would have been coated before they went in. But when I pulled them out, the pan was already hot, and I still had, I only gave it 37 minutes instead of 45, but by the time I pulled them out, not watching it carefully, they had more than roasted, and so I had to do some scraping on some of the pieces to get the blackened part off, which is not good to eat. Didn't really taste.
Has arrived.
Because of the roasting and probably the oil on it, but I knew I didn't want it in my body. So anyway, I pulled it off, took a little extra time, pulled it off, and rolled it through the food processor. Fortunately, I had a little piece of butternut squash that I set in the pan, and it didn't get overheated, and it, the flavor blended right in with the carrots. I'm sure I couldn't have told that there was any butternut squash in there, but it gave me a little bit of the extra bulk that I needed for what was wasted on the blackened part. But it was well worth the effort, which wasn't much at all. I didn't think it was an easy recipe to put together. Very easy.
I haven't been able to do that because my oven died. So going to have to look for another stove at this point. So till that transpires, I won't be able to make it.
Well, that's too bad. The other one I did, do you have a Vitamix, Betty?
No, I don't.
Okay, but you got a good heavy blender, I'm sure.
Right.
I did the soup. Well, let's see, I guess it wouldn't work in a regular one because the speed doesn't get up as high, but I did the recipe that I picked up at the Grange, or not the Grange, gee whiz, what am I saying? At the fair, the guy that was demoing it, he says, these recipes here are not in the cookbook. He says, if you want them, take a picture with your smartphone and take it home with you of the sheet that was sitting on the easel. It was only an 8.5 by 11, and they had about 6 recipes on it. So the print wasn't that big, so I had to enlarge it, but I was able to get it and print it out. I'm looking for the recipe now. Where did I move it to? It came out really good. Anybody else have a Vitamix on that's on the call?
I do.
Okay, I'll give it to you if you want it. It was easy, quick. I did it with the, we had that and the hummus last night for 2 things and lots of raw vegetables. So the whole meal was pretty much raw. It was heated hotter than what they would consider for raw food. But anyway, 3 cups of water, and this is the way you load it into the Vitamix too. 3 cups of hot water in the bottom. 1 potato, preferably Roma. Mine wasn't a Roma, and you just, he hardly cut anything up. Or I guess he cut it in about, the chunks in about 2-inch chunks. So the tomato I had quartered and just drop it in. 1 stalk of celery. 1 thin slice of onions, or 1 pearl onion. I had some chopped scallions that I had not used in something the other day, just a day ago. And I just threw them in. I had them in a baggie, and I threw them in. One clove of garlic, it says unpeeled. I didn't even see the unpeeled. My garlic went in peeled. Can't imagine putting it in with the peeling on, but obviously it doesn't hurt anything. Small handful of baby carrots. I had some that were the ones that were about a little bigger than the size of your thumb, so they weren't the real tiny ones, so I cut them in 1-inch lengths, and they're about 3 inches long. So that was no amount of prep or you know, anything like that. So it called for regular chicken bouillon cube. I used some of the powdered mushroom seasoning from the Asian store. And then taco seasoning doesn't give an amount. I looked on my jar and I had written on it for 8 servings use 1.5 to 2 tablespoons, and it's an older spice. I've had it for a while, so I used like a slightly rounded teaspoon of taco seasoning, and it wasn't too much. Okay, so with that, you want to just turn on, let it run, move it gradually from the lower speed to the highest speed, until it's completely liquefied. And then for texture, what you add is, it calls for either 1/2 cup of cooked black beans or 1/2 cup of corn, but not to use both of them. So knowing how much Denny likes corn, I used corn, frozen corn, and that I took and heated in a pan. That was the only thing that I heated because it was frozen. I wanted to get it hot so it wouldn't cool off the soup, even though the blades take it hotter. This is to only be stirred in rather than with the blades not liquefied. And then it says add a few leaves of spinach to give the cilantro a look. Well, I didn't have spinach, but I did have cilantro, so I just chopped the stems off the cilantro and used the tips of it and let it run a little bit. That was before I put the corn in because I knew I wanted it to be more cut up and not, you know, not whole big leafy heads on it. And then it had you put in the chips and just stir them in, a handful of chips. It says a large handful of corn chips. And so I had picked up the first bag I'd bought, and I don't know how long, of corn chips, long, long time, because I haven't made tortilla soup for a while. And I just crushed a handful and put on top of, it would have been a small handful because this is for the whole batch, but a few chips, and dropped them in the top of our bowls after I dished it up, and it was really good.
How many carrots did you add?
It says carrots. A small handful of baby carrots is what it says. I put a little more of everything in there because I know it was, you know, just supposed to be a liquid base. And to make it a little bit thicker, a little heavier, I fudged up on just about everything in the recipe, just slightly. And I didn't add any more water. I used, I'm mixing up the hummus recipe because I didn't use the broth off the hummus, off the garbanzos. That was in the hummus. You rinse the hummus seed,
has arrived.
And beans, chickpeas. I'm mumbling all over the place here this morning. Anyway, soup came out great, absolutely great. Denny loved it. So that'll be a regular one, especially for something quick, easy, and not any prep time. I think I do much prep when I'm using. Yes.
Hey, did you actually take a picture of it with the smartphone?
I did, and I can send it to you.
Send it, and I'll put it on the web.
Yeah, it's a little bit fuzzy, and it's not it's not centered or anything like that. It doesn't look beautiful. So if somebody wanted to type it, it would be nicer. But it's right now. I'm on speed, not on detail on some of the things that I'm doing. Less detail where it doesn't matter in the end result of the recipe, as long as you can read it. But But anyway, I can do that. So that was just a new one for me. As I started to say, I end up doing more prep work than I know I should for using the Vitamix when I stand and watch them throw in the size pieces and not do, I'm used to doing more even chopping and all of that. And the same thing in the food processor, you know, where it says throw in the garlic head. Oh, this one's the one that said unpeeled. But in the food processor where you don't need to do the amount of chopping, especially if you're going to run it for a period of time, if you want a chunky substance like salsa in the machine, the hand crank machine that Rick Zini's husband demonstrates, then it's important to put it in even kind of even sized pieces. Otherwise, it's going to chop. You're going to chop it less, and you're going to have bigger pieces and littler pieces. So if you don't mind that, you're fine. But to make it run better, also for smoother for the hand crank items, keeping the same texture, the same size pieces, makes it easier also. So anyway, those are my thoughts and comments on recipes that I've done. And I've got this in front of me, and I'll keep it in front of me so I go put it down to everybody, because after I wanted to make sure how it came out on the other end, but I haven't heard, and I'm sure it's going to be the same as what mine is, because it's the photo was put into the computer and back out again, and I blew it up. So anyway, anybody have any comments or questions?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, the easier the better, huh?
I dug out my Vitamix cookbook yesterday. I was decided I was going to do some soup or something, but I haven't had time. So,
well, that's an easy one to start with. And after I saw him make it, and we all tasted it all 3 days I was down there, I made sure I had they had about a 2 ounce cup that they were using, and I made sure I got over there when he was demoing it. And anything that's left, because the traffic was so slow when I was down there. He said, these are going to get dumped if you guys don't have a second or a third one. And so anybody that was standing around there, because they make a pretty good-sized tray, pretty good-sized batch, pretty good-sized tray. Well, I still had 2 cups left over. It doesn't even give the amount. But you start with 3 cups of water, so... And touching on everything up made it that much more also. So doesn't have to be exact. More just the proportion. Take one thing up, take the rest of it up too by about the same amount. My tomato was a smaller tomato and a chunk of a great big one that I didn't use. The biggest portion of a larger one. And so that was part of the base that went in. And, I just kind of judged by how much extra there was of that, just threw in more. So it's nothing to measure on this one at all. And mine had substitutions, obviously. So extra large clove of garlic. If it hadn't been big, I would have thrown 2 in at least. Nancy probably would have put in the whole head, but... it was tasty the way it was. I mean, you know, it just depends on your taste buds. Any last minute comments, guys? I've got a ton of stuff to do today, so I need to run like everybody else. Busy, busy, even though it's raining. We've got rain, 2 days of it. Well, we had a little bit of a thunderstorm. It was about 15 minutes last night was all. All right. Make it a great weekend. See you on Monday. And Vance has got David Martin. I don't know what his background was. I can't remember. But I know it'll be good. I know the one last week, and I'm sure you probably got it up already, right, Steve, if you're still on? The autism one. He's busy. He's at work now. So anyway, make sure you check, guys. I'm sure it's probably up. And it was an incredible, incredible experience for the two mothers. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to live through it. I just, my heart goes out to people that are dealing with those kinds of problems with their children because of the effort it takes and the continual observation, attention, continual attention that needs to be given to them.
That was very good.
So, make it a great weekend, a healthier one, and we'll be back on Monday.
Thanks, Char.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
You too. Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.